I coached tough loss to end the series, but you took the series 2-1.
Yeah, you know, I thought our guys played a lot better this week, the whole week, all five games, than we did the opening weekend against UTA. And, you know, we only had one error all weekend. It was a costly one, but you know what? Errors are going to happen. And our guys have played hard. They hit the ball hard. You know, you tip your hat to their freshman pitcher that held us to five hits. And, I mean, we've had 10 or more hits in every game thus far this year. And, you know, they made the plays when they had to and had some key hits and had some good offensive strategy.
You spoke about their pitching, but your pitching allowed less than 10 runs combined within the last few games.
I thought we pitched extremely well this weekend, and a lot better than the first weekend. And as our starters get in a groove and they go deeper, it's going to, you know, let us utilize fewer people and keep more of our veterans out there, you know. And I thought our relievers did a good job. And it was unfortunate, you know, for Dudley today. But, you know, and he came in there and did his job, you know. But I thought we pitched extremely well all weekend.
Yeah, and you spoke about your starters and relievers. Each of your starters went 5-plus. Your relievers and Matton pitched 4 scoreless. Dudley pitched last night and today.
Well, I think Gilly was short of 5-plus. He was 4-2-thirds.
Yeah, 4-2-thirds, yeah.
But, you know, overall, I'll take the way we pitched and played defense and swung the bats. And, you know, it's hard to sweep somebody. Yeah. I mean, you got to play perfect all weekend, and you have one mistake, and it could cost you. And I thought our guys played well. I said, you know, you really have to come with that fight on Sunday. When you're trying to sweep somebody, you got to take it as if you're down 0-2 and you have to win that game. You got to go out there and play hard to sweep somebody, because we got their best effort today. And you know, and some of their better arms seem like today. And, you know, they deserve to win. They fought for it, and they got it.
Looking into this coming weekend, you have a game Tuesday, then traveling on the road. You have Vanderbilt Wednesday, and then a series with Middle Tennessee.
Yeah, we got Pine Bluff on Tuesday. I got to take care of them. It's, you know, in the middle of final exams, I got to check and see who has exams, because if they have exams, they won't be in the lineup. You know, we can't afford to let our grades slip, and we'll leave immediately following that game for our quarter break. We'll go to Nashville and play Vanderbilt on Wednesday, Middle Tennessee on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Be a great atmosphere for our guys to go play in. One of many tough road trips this team has in front of them. So it's going to be a good test. It's going to be a good test. And we still have a long way to go. We have not determined a lineup yet. And I want to keep as many people in the mix as possible, because I want them to realize that it takes the whole team to win, not just 9 starters and 3 starting pitchers and a closer. I mean, you got to have 25, 26 guys that can contribute some kind of way.
And you spoke about your starters and your bench. You've used 8 different lineups to begin the season, 8 different starting lineups. You spoke about how you don't know who's going to start yet, but each of the guys that you've been playing has been hitting the ball.
Yeah, so. and it's you want everybody to feel their worth on the team and be a contributor. And, you know, when we get closer to conference, we'll settle in on a lineup. You know, we still might have a couple positions that we platoon at, but it's something that, you know, it takes a lot of healthy bodies to get through the long haul, the marathon that we go through. And, you know, I want all of them to feel their worth and let them feel like they're part of this team and a contributor to this team.
All right, and then with the 2 games coming up, the midweek games, do you have any rotation?
Well, right now, Sadbury will start on Tuesday at home against Pine Bluff. And right now, it'll be either Matton or Anthony, one of those 2 freshmen, at Vanderbilt.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Coach.